you touched on development in your answer there, and this may be a general question, but do you have a view of what would be good, responsible development projects as opposed to bad or irresponsible development projects?
Funny you should ask that. clearly, anybody that's followed any of my participation through the news journal or blogs or you know, community news or radio knows that I've been heavily involved in land development.
Right.
And what I have said consistently in almost every situation, actually in every situation that I can think of, that myself and the organizations that I've been involved in no way are opposed to development. We don't oppose development. We oppose irresponsible development that reflects typically a disregard for the existing residents and homeowners in the area in order to facilitate or allow the developer to move forward in things that strictly reflect a financial interest in completing the project they're pursuing.
Right.
When the development community shows adequate consideration for the needs and systems that exist in the county right now and move forward with their development planning in which they take full responsibility for any impact that that development plan will have, then I'm the first person to step aside and maybe push some other people out of the way to let them go ahead and move forward.
Right.
When they take an approach that shows limited regard or blatant disregard for the existing residents through pursuing changes in the UDC, through capitalizing on changes that have already been made, then I have a serious problem with it.
Would you consider the Greenville-Stoltz project one of those more irresponsible development projects?
Clearly one that would float to the top immediately.
Okay.
One that I've been involved in that in a limited regard. But the one that's been a point project and most people would relate me to is the Hercules
right.
project and them developing that golf course. In that circumstance and in direct conversations I had with the president of Toll Brothers Delaware at that time, a guy named Jeff Bartos, 4.5 years ago, I can remember having conversations with him, one of the first times I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Jeff, you do adequate cleanup of the environmental issues that we know exist on this property, and you do it in a responsible manner so it doesn't migrate to the surrounding properties. And you make adequate improvements to the road systems to allow for your 160 new homes
right.
or whatever it exactly was in there. I will be the first one to put to get out of your way and encourage other people to allow you to move forward. If you want to move forward with your project showing as limited regard as possible to deal with those situations, then you and I are going to have a problem, and more than likely our organization.
Right.
And that's how we've handled it.
Right.
Similarly, what's going on with the utilization of the redevelopment revisions
right.
that have been made to right. Newcastle County Code, and attempting to move through with these projects with limited to practically no expansion of the road systems, it's just flagrant disregard for the outcome of how that project will affect the surrounding community.
Right. What changes would you like to, or restorations, if in the case maybe, would you like to see made to the UDC?
I think I would have to look at all the revisions that have occurred
right.
piece by piece. There's one that they made, I think it was 09037. Don't quote me on that. It was an ordinance that went through. And I'm not sure if it was that one or another one, which was a major village and hamlet
mm-hmm.
Revision that was put through last year. And buried in the middle of it was a clause that was added into the code completely out of
without
clean
any,
cloth.
Without any kind of debate.
Just dropped into the middle of this thing was that they would write into the code a variance and waiver process. This is post-approval by Newcastle County Council.
Right.
Where the director of the land use department, through the efforts of the developer, comes back to him and says, you know, it's too expensive or it's too difficult to accomplish this, which is part of the final plan.
Right.
The head of the land use department will have the right to write a waiver into that development plan to remove the responsibility by the developer to go ahead and move forward with his project. As far as I'm concerned, and I've argued previously, that's an abdication of the CD County Council to take responsibility for development. They're saying, here, we don't want responsibility for the development. We're going to hand it over to the director of land use.
And also, any kind of proposal that has been voted on previously doesn't even really matter, since it could be variance approved by the land use commissioner. So
that would be one thing that I would eagerly see revised. And there are other things that have been. There have been a number of meetings that have been removed from the process.
Mm-hmm.
The very first one, and I'm not sure, but either Mr. Clark was a sponsor or co-sponsor of one where they eliminated what was the 3.319 hearing. And it affected some major development planning.
Right.
And there were certain arguments or things that had to be addressed in that hearing. That got taken out completely.
Right.
It used to be that you had a public meeting in front of the land use committee, which is basically a community committee, at the exploratory phase of the plan, the preliminary phase of the plan, and then finally, the night council voted on it, you could speak in front of council as well. Now we have one hearing that exists typically at the end of the exploratory phase or around the beginning of the preliminary phase, in which, as the hearings move forward, quite often, as somebody that's been involved in this process mm-hmm. numerous times, many of the people that show up for it, because it's close to their home, it's going to affect them getting in and out of their neighborhood or them getting to work every day, have shown up for the first time into the process to observe how county land use planning moves forward. These people quite often are uninformed.
Right.
Because they haven't felt a compelling need to be informed.
Right.
So they step into the process. Now that we're down to one single hearing.
And that's their only opportunity.
That's their only opportunity right. to participate until it sits in front of the council. And at that point, quite frequently, the council will say, well, it meets all the basic requirements that are defined under the UDC. I have no reason to vote against it. I'm obligated to move forward, allow this plan to move forward.
Right.
That's an oversimplified process.
And quite often, any complaints are aired at the meeting, the council will say, well, this is the first time we're even aware of it. So this may be touching on the delegate, not to change gears here, but in touching on the delegate subject, but how would you, as county council president, along with the council, balance the influence that Paul Clark's wife may have with her developer clients as far as not getting special treatment in development projects?
Clearly, Mr. Clark and his wife have every right to make the decisions they make about their careers and the directions they go. There are stipulations and regulations that I think are going to be questioned and or discussed at multiple levels of government as to what they think is appropriate for her to participate in when her husband is county executive.
Right.
And after council has approved development plans, he puts his final signature on.
Right.
It strikes me as an issue that's going to be very challenging for the both of them, and they're going to have to figure out how they want to handle it.
Right.
I have relatively strong feelings as to how I think they should handle it, but I can't make that decision for them.
Understood.